This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I will share again my dislike for Wendy Williams, but she's making headlines again today because it sounds like she farted on live television. Jeez.
Wendy Williams?
Wendy Williams.
So loud.
That had to sound like a whale call.
It
right?
is. Sound
just like a guy's fart.
Boom.
Yeah.
It actually just is like a dude's. Not as obnoxious as you would think, like sounding wise. But she's almost, you guys, sitting.
That's how you let it loose.
You know when you sit to one side of a chair?
The lean. Yeah.
She's sitting like that, first of all.
She had released
the
breath.
And
right
she
now.
Stops talking.
Well, don't stop talking. Well, that's like, when you got to really start talking.
She just was had. She is losing control of it.
I guess.
She's like, maybe they'll edit it out.
She looks like she's always farting.
So you can see how she's sitting already, right? Going into this.
Yeah.
She's sitting off to the side so it can be released.
I'm looking for any kind of pants movement.
Here it is.
You're old enough to understand political correctness in the times that we live now. You can't just slap people on the booty. Yeah, of course, he probably knows it's not right from a man to a woman or a woman to a man, but you can't even do that locker room thing. That cop wasn't playing that. I mean,
oh,
you're lucky
yeah.
you only got battery.
Oh, what God, Wendy.
Gross.
It was a wet one.
Yeah, it was.
Wendy.
It was.
She's got to get a new pair of panties.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Wendy, gross.
He needs a new set of boxers.
Definitely.
He needs a new set of boxers. That dude.
Went right through his boxer briefs.
Oh, my God. That was clear as day.
Mike really picked that up.
So she was talking about Odell Beckham Jr.'s arrest warrant for slapping that security guard on the ass in the locker room at the LSU game.
Let's go back and just hear that fart.
Okay, so here it is again.
It's like listening
political
to the devil himself.
In the times that we live now, you can't just slap people on the booty. Yeah, of course, he probably knows it's not right from a man to a woman or a woman to a man, but you can't even do that locker room thing. That cop wasn't playing that. I mean, you're lucky you only got battery. What if he filed for sexual
abuse? She knew exactly what was happening. Everybody's butthole aware.
She thought the mic wouldn't pick it up. Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, she did.
Well, I think it just escaped her. When one's out.
Oh, no. Dude, she squeezed
when
that out.
One's
the way
that
she's
went.
Sitting and the way she stopped talking.
I think she was, like, excitedly was, talking, and then
she was hoping it didn't come out.
Yeah, she
that's
was
what
hoping,
I think.
But
she
then
was,
once it started, it was one of those she couldn't stop.
You're better off in that case to just blow it. Instead of fighting it so hard that it prolongs it and makes it into like a trumpety, high-pitched trumpet noise.
Dude, if
she's just push it in all one.
I mean, you're lucky you only.
Oh, she oh did for God. Sure. It's
yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah,
1,000,000% of Wendy Williams fart. If I'm ever on TV, I'm going to have a big meeting with my entire staff, and I'll be like, you people have one job, and that is to make sure I never fart on TV.
How do they stop you?
You'll
they
need
can't
a,
stop you?
You'll need a sign.
I need a
sign.
Mic. I need a, yeah. Well,
if I
need,
ever lift my coffee cup, cut the mics.
Yeah, exactly. You cut them. You understand
yeah.
me? Yeah. And I'll be like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Next usually. Oh. But it's never caught.
Yes. That'll be job numero
yeah.
uno.
The fart protector.
You make sure I don't ever have a viral video of me
Jesus.
Tearing ass. You understand?
If it happens, you're fired.
Tell the interns. Tell the production people. Tell everyone.
Oh, it all adds up to fart.
I'm not going to be the next Wendy Williams.
No.
No, thank God.
It just sucks for a girl to have a real moist one.
Oh, it was a, Charlie.
It was a gross. It was gross.
It does.
No.
I just hope you don't, you know.
Probably smells like hot garbage.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, you don't know what.
She doesn't look like she has the best diet.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Why are people giving money to target Tory in Massachusetts?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know if you've heard of this guy. There is a guy named David Levitt. He is a so-called multimedia journalist.
Ooh. Okay.
But this dude, you may recall, he made the news before. He made jokes about the shootings at the Ariana Grande show. Anthony Bourdain actually replied to the guy saying, "You, sir, are truly a steaming, gaping a-hole."
Okay.
And then he also gloated over Bourdain's suicide after that. Let's just to give you an idea of what this guy's all about, right? So he was at a Target in Massachusetts. He found an electric toothbrush that was on sale. I think it was on sale for about $90. But it was mismarked for a penny.
Okay.
And the store manager, Tori, refused to sell it to him for a penny.
Mm-hmm.
When she did that, he ripped her on social media, including putting her picture up on social media, complaining about her. He called the cops on her. He called the cops on Target, citing Massachusetts law. The responding officer said, "Hey, if it's that important to you, you can sue, but we can't do anything about it."
Right.
But he was trying to shame the manager, Tori, on social media during this whole situation. So people turned against him.
Right.
And have gotten behind her.
Right.
And here's the latest on the fact that people are now donating money to her after this all happened. Here's NBC 10 in Boston. Let's take a listen here.
For just about every moment makes it online. Knowing someone can capture your worst has become some people's worst nightmare.
My first thought was I wish I had worn makeup to work that day.
That was the case for Tori Parati on Friday. The assistant manager at this Target in Swansea was dealing with a disgruntled customer who took to Twitter to air his grievances, posting that Tori was not honoring the price of the store's items, specifically an electric toothbrush that was on sale for $90, but he wanted to buy for the 1 cent sticker price that was part of the display. And when he couldn't, he tweeted this photo of her and called police.
What was going through your mind in that moment? I was a little bit concerned. I was reflecting and thinking, I hope this doesn't go viral. I hope that nothing comes of this because that's not going to be a good picture.
But that picture captured a response she didn't expect. Thousands of tweets of support for Target Tori. And then a GoFundMe page that as of this morning had raised $30,000 for the 24-year-old. We tried to reach the man who started all of this, no stranger to doling out criticism on his social media, but he did not get back to us.
If anything, you know, this person obviously wants that attention, and I never want that to get to him. I want it to stay positive.
For Tori, that means forgiving someone who may have been at their worst one day, and instead focusing on only sharing the good.
You are Target Tori. I am Target Tori. I am. Yes.
Is that a name you're wearing proudly?
I will wear it proudly. Absolutely.
And Tori was back here at work this afternoon at Target. We asked her what she plans to do with all that money that was donated. She said two things. First, donate it to some charities that support retail workers. And the second, take a vacation somewhere warm. And so
that's what everyone does with money instead of doing something good.
I wonder what it's at now.
Pay off some of your house. Pay off some bills.
You know what I'm going to do?
$33,428 so far.
Fly to Vegas.
231 people just donated while we were listening to that.
It's crazy how much money people donate to just
that's nuts.
Anyone.
Well, because people don't like.
That's really
crazy. Well, and it's what's funny is that there's a lot of big companies like Wikipedia was trying to get people to do this. I know I did it.
Yeah.
They were like, listen, it would really help us out if you just donated $3.
Yeah.
You know, well, if a lot of people click on your thing and give you $3.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And so.
So we have an anonymous guy with us. Your mom works with Target Tori.
Yes.
Okay. So with voice changing technology, tell us here what you think. Are people at Target excited about this or do they upset about it or what's the deal there?
The people at Target are upset about it because she doesn't deserve it. She is, I guess, around the thing as she's a snob. And when the customer was, you know, complaining about it and talking to her, with the argument, she actually walked away and went into the office and had the cashier and somebody else that worked up front actually deal with the guy that was, you know, having the argument about the penny thing. And, you know, the thing was marked as a penny because for inventory purposes, they have to have something that is, you know, something of value. So they're not allowed to actually sell those items. So, I believe she doesn't deserve any of this stuff. The other people who actually, you know, had to deal with the guy that did sell deserved it other than her.
So she must have talked to him at some point, right? Because he got a picture of her and is complaining about her.
Yeah, he talked to her originally when he found out, when he saw the display was a penny. But throughout the whole argument and stuff like that, she actually walked away and had other people because she's very ditzy and I guess doesn't really know what the heck she's doing.
She's at 24. She's the store manager or just one of the managers?
No, she's just one of the executive managers. She's not the store manager.
Oh, okay. Can you believe, though, it's over $33,000 people have donated to her?
I can't believe it, but I think it's just because, you know, people nowadays, they just give money for the stupidest things without really knowing what the whole situation is and stuff like that. You know, they always just say, like, the news just says the good stuff.
Yeah, it seems to be everyone's answer, just throw cash.
Give them money.
Yeah. It is an odd response to me.
But. Yeah.
Which it was like that when I was working at the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how many people I pissed off, tell them I can't sell you this can of stuff for 99 cents?
Right.
We should start a GoFundMe for James for when you had to clean up, like,
old person. Yeah, you were a grown man. The senior man pulled his pants.
Yeah.
He was nude from the waist down.
Yeah.
My first day of training as a shift manager. My first day.
Shift manager. Yeah,
shift.
He was a shift manager.
I said shift.
Yeah, I know. We know you did, but it came across as could have been.
It could have been that.
FCC, it was shift.
It could have been that. Other
manager.
Word,
yeah, you could have been. You were in charge of that, too.
I had to. You wanted me to MacGyver him a pair of underpants out of grocery bags. My first day. As a shift manager.
Would have wished that you would have went viral. Someone would have took you. Took your.
Hey, listen. Right now. I'll be the first person to defend. You know, some of these retail workers. Some of them are just a holes, but a lot of them deal with the Karens of the world. And
am I off base? But I thought that. If an item
that by is law, marked, you had to give them that, yes.
Is marked incorrectly.
Yes, but
I
you're
know
not,
in our state it is.
The display was marked, not the actual package.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
The display that wasn't for sale was marked as a penny for inventory purposes.
I see.
Not the item that he's...
So, like, the one he was holding had the actual, like, oh, this is 90.
Man, a bunch of people are giving, like, 25 bucks at a time. That's so crazy.
I think my thought on it is there's so many other things to give money to, other people that really need it.
Exactly.
You know,
there's
like, you know what ends up happening?
This response.
But this is the thing, like, what ends up happening is, like, I don't trust charity. So, like, unfortunately...
Yeah, but you just trust...
Well, I don't give this person money either.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I really do think that there's just so many people skimming and making money that I'm like,
charities I don't trust.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't bring myself to do it. So.
Like, I tend to like, I like animal charities a lot. I don't know. Yeah. Hopefully the money all goes to where.
Right. I don't know. So I think, but I do think that's why people like will give to a person. They're like, this is going to that person.
Yeah,
I
know
what's going
on.
I know.
It's some just viral.
Right. We
thing.
Don't know.
We don't know
anything
story.
About I'm just saying.
Be a crazy bitch.
I do.
Right?
I think that's
or she
why
could be
people
lovely.
Do it,
I don't
though.
Know.
You
know?
It's really weird too because of these stories. Then now you'll see a bunch of people that just want. They're trying so hard to start one of these.
Well, James deserves it.
Yeah.
Turds. I had to, strangers' turds. I had to clean up.
So many turds.
Turds in the middle of the grocery aisle. Turds in the bathroom. Like I had to get a snow shovel to
don't
scoop
you think
up
we could
underwear.
We could go in.
That sounds
we
like could, a blues song.
Don't you think we could go back? Maybe you could find the shirt that you used to have to wear.
Turds in the bathroom.
We could go back to that place. We could go buy one.
Hulk
we could go find a guy in an extra large. We can buy it off his back. You could put it on for 5 minutes. We could recreate the bathroom scene.
Yeah,
take a couple pictures. Get it up online, and then you'd be on the gravy train.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Turds in aisle five, turds in the bathroom.
He had to make underwear out of bags for a man.
So many things that he had to do. Yeah.
Making bags underwear for
There's so many people that are deserving. And here's a 24-year-old girl who's already a manager. You know what I mean? Listen, I don't think anyone should be treated that way, but no. I also don't think they deserve $34,000.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just part of your job as a manager. That's what you got to deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah. I mean, it is different when, like, one of these, you know, internet troll people.
Yeah, that's bad.
Like, puts your stuff out there.
He's not a good
there.
Guy, obviously.
No, he's a... I'm not behind him at all.
No, he's a douchebag. But I just think that everyone just...
But 30, over 30 grand to someone is insane to me.
Yeah.
What a terrible guy that guy is.
Yeah.
This is wild.
But I mean, how many people follow
money
him?
Money isn't the answer. Yeah, like, it's really crazy.
Yeah.
She did say she would donate that money to
some charity. Well, she said that she didn't give a number.
Yeah,
she could donate $100, right?
We would never know.
She'd make a donation... Doesn't say how much she'd donate.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel right about... I mean, I know, like, most people would take the money, but I wouldn't feel right about it. Like, this is strange.
If people,
why are you giving
for
me
some
money?
Reason, started just donating to me, you know what?
You take it, I know. I
what are you going to do?
I got a renegade. I got things I
well,
need.
Why do you pay off that renegade?
Yeah. I got
that's true.
Trying to get out from underneath.
I got moves to make. I chose entertainment. Why did I do that?
Yeah.
What's wrong with me? Help me.
I know.
I was just actually, I met one of these guys yesterday, unfortunately. I had to go to Home Depot to pick something up. And there was this big, nasty, smelly man.
Yeah.
And as this woman's trying to help me, he's like, can I pay for this?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. He walks right up in between us. And I look at the dude and she's like, sir, I'm helping someone currently. He's like, I just want to pay for this. Is that all right? She's like, yes, of course, but when I'm finished with the customer I'm currently helping.
Yeah.
He's like, are you dumb?
Oh, my God.
I want to pay for this. It'll take me 10 seconds.
But she was in the middle of a transaction with
me. Yeah. And I look at the guy, I'm like, yeah, I'm currently getting stuff. And he's like, he looks at me and he looks at her. And she's like, they're all effing idiots.
Well,
see, it could have
he's
been
got a,
thing. A
point, and he's right.
It could have been a thing, though. Like, see, that guy could cuckoo. And,
well, yeah.
Oh, that's it. Mental.
But,
mental
I mean, I'm going to say this. I was in the same joint. I was in the same joint, and I got a couple things, and there was, like, on the display, it said something came free with the one thing if you bought it.
Yeah.
It took three people, right? So there's a guy behind me who is, I'm like, dude, I feel horrible. Because I'm trying to get my free stuff. He's just trying to pay for his two little pieces of wood. Yeah. You know? And he's got to wait for people that are not...
They don't have self-checkout.
Gifted.
Sometimes stuff like that happens. I don't know.
They do.
I
mean, they do.
Right over there.
They do.
Yeah.
Are you dumb?
Are you dumb? Go to the self-checkout. Check yourself
so you know
out
how to do it.
Unless you're dumb.
That's another situation where, like, thank God it was Dave and not me.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd have gone viral.
But Dave can go crazy.
I can, you know, but I'm keeping it calm.
You kept it together.
2020 Dave is keeping it calm.
Yeah. And I wish we had the phone technology that we had when Dave and I were in that store and Dave gave the chick a 20 or...
Because I swear to God,
they
I would
only gave you back, like you gave a 10.
I would have been like,
and then had to cash out the entire drawer.
I would have taped that whole thing.
Because they thought I was lying.
Yep. They accused Dave of lying.
We were trying to get to a movie, remember?
I do.
And I had to wait for her to count every penny. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you know by now if you're $10 over or not.
Yeah.
It's not down to the pennies.
It's so risky to go out in society.
Oh, it's crazy out there.
You never know what will happen.
I had a fat woman. I turned into a parking lot, and she was like, and then she threw something at my car back when I had my Pontiac. Just like threw a little orange or a cupcake or whatever thing she was munching on, threw it and hit my back window, and I was like,
She threw it at your back window?
Yeah.
Lisa, trust me, I thought about telling this guy what a piece of crap he was, but I'm like... Hey, it's not my fight right now. It's not my fight.
You're in the middle of your deal.
2020 Dave.
That's a crazy, see, because I would have been like, excuse me for one second. You big, fat, stinky bitch of a man. Shut up. I'm so sick of you.
Yeah.
And I really, really hope you stop your living.
Like I said to the woman as she was helping me, I'm like, I'm so sorry you had to deal with that. And she's like, oh, you just get used to it.
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
bother me at all anymore.
But it's those things when you just go out mm-hmm. and you're having an okay day and you're yeah. calm. Yeah. And you're just doing your thing.
Just that's
and then somebody comes up out of nowhere.
People are animals.
Yeah. And they mess it up.
Yeah. It's crazy stuff
they
up
mess well, up your day.
I know. I get it. They do. But I mean,
by the way, everyone loved that Lisa was talking in sound effects. Cuckoo and a boom boom.
Yeah.
She's like,
what does that mean? She speaks like her own little sound effect.
Yeah.
You never know. Cuckoo boom boom.
It could have happened.
But he just wanted, you know, like ching ching, wah wah wah. You know what I mean? That's all he wanted. He just wanted a ching ching.
Everybody wants a ching ching, wah wah wah.
Oh, yeah.
Broom.
Pitter patter, pitter patter. You know? Ching ching, pitter patter. That's what he wanted.
But no, you got cuckoo and a boom boom.
That's what he could have done.
When you do the craziest thing in front of Lisa, like it's upper echelon crazy, that's what she does. She goes, a cuckoo.
I guess it's just weird. Like, I turned, because it was taking me 25 minutes for these people to figure stuff out, like, I turned and looked at the guy who was behind me, and I was like, I get it. There's a register right there that yeah. one of them mm-hmm. could have just said, hey, you know what? I'll ring you up over here. No one did that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he had like, you know, he was a contractor. He had like stuff,
yeah.
you know, that you couldn't just take through the self checkout.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
wood or whatever.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, you got to wait 25 minutes because they're going to fetch a sign that they don't know where it is.
Someone said, I got in a fight at Walmart customer service because the guy in front of him called the worker a scratchy C word.
Oh, wow.
Rhymes with runt. He said society sucks. So that guy was so pissed off at the guy for calling out a Walmart worker that he got into a fight with the guy. But then you're in a fight.
Then you're in a fight.
Then yeah. you're in a fight. And trust me, I'd be the first guy to be like, what the hell's wrong with you? You can't call her that, you idiot. I'd be the first person to do that. But I'm trying to...
People are unstable.
Be calmer, Dave.
Yeah. I know, because you just... Because calm. If you say... the wrong thing to someone.
Cuckoo and boom boom.
Who's cuckoo and boom boom. You go home with a couple holes in you.
Right, yeah. Or I don't go home.
No.
Right.
Because of that?
Because that?
No.
Yeah.
No, cuckoo and
like,
boom boom.
No trip to Home Depot.
No,
is ever is ever worth a boom boom.
Never.
No, it's not.
You know?
No.
And it's not my boom boom to take.
No.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
No, not your boom boom.
I mean, if you're in my space, it becomes my boom boom.
I know. That's you got a problem with that.
You get in my space, my area. This is my area.
Yeah.
And then you go cuckoo.
And then I'm going to go a little cuckoo.
Just ready. Be ready. You're going to go cuckoo, but be ready for the boom boom.
Well, I'm always ready for the boom boom.
I'll be like, give me the boom boom.
Yeah.
Let's see what's next.
Yeah. People dying to boom boom.
Yeah.
This is another bit of restraint I just had. Just a couple of days ago, I had to go to the cable place to return something that I had.
Ooh, that'll drive anybody.
Yeah. Like, so we haven't had their cable services place. For a while, but I found one of their things that I still had.
Yeah.
So I was returning it. Okay, so you sign in. I had to wait.
Oh, yeah.
There was, no joke, 12 people ahead of me, 2 people working. Oh, God. So I walk up to the counter. I'm like, hey, there's like 12 people ahead of me. I'm going to go grab a coffee and come back. He's like, oh, yeah, no problem. He's like, if we happen to get through your name, just come right up here to the counter and then I'll serve you because I know you were on the list. So I did. And actually, when I walked in, he's like, oh, I just called you. And he's like, as soon as I'm done with this lady, come on up. He was a nice enough guy. So he's helping me. And this woman's like, so I can just go grab a coffee and walk right in here and get service like that?
Oh my
a-hole?
God.
And I turned to
I'd
her.
I'd be furious,
he
too.
Said a-hole. She said a-hole?
She said a-hole about me. And I'm like, what?
What?
So I didn't even want to explain. I didn't want to explain myself and say, oh, I was here and I waited and I was on the list. And I'm like, I just turned and looked at her and just turned back to the guy. 2020 Dave.
Yeah.
It's 2020 good. Dave. No, yeah. Dude.
See, boom, that's because I would have just silently hated you. I would have been like, oh, look at this guy. Because this happened to me at the barbershop. When a guy walked in, walked up to the thing and was like, wrote something down, the barber came over, looked at it, and was like, Dave!
Yeah.
Called that guy's name. I'm like, what did he just do? And I looked at Rowan. I'm like, Rowan, do you think he just did a little grease a wheel or something?
So
what the hell's going on here?
The guy who was working behind the counter, I'm like, dude, sorry, I didn't mean to create a thing for you. He's like, I don't give a damn about her.
Yeah.
It's like, that's you it. Did that's the right thing.
You
did the
right thing. Just don't care about her.
He's like, doesn't bother me.
When you do practice restraint in those situations, it's good. Like, I had an issue at a sushi place, and me and Jade were there with our friends, and Jade waited for an hour and a half for her sushi. And we got ours, and it was just clearly because the bartender didn't know what he was doing. There was five people in the whole place.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, hey, dude. I was like, hey. And I was being real cool and calm. I'm like, you're not going to get any feuds. You just got to be calm. People are unintelligent, and you just got to deal with it. And I go, what's up with her sushi, man? You know, and he goes, sir, I know you have needs, okay? And I was like, oh, Lady JD. I was like, he's being condescending to me. I'm like, do I go full nuclear?
Like, yeah, like so you went from,
and yeah, I'm saying you were this, ready. I was like saying this in front of him. I'm like, what do I do? It's right there.
Here's the button.
I was like,
calm down.
And I was like, Jesus, man. And their sushi chef guy, his name was Jerry. And he's like, there's only one Jerry. I'm like, it's not World War II. I don't care how many Jerrys there are. I'm like, come on, Jerry. My God.
Yeah. And then, just trying to get sushi.
Dude. When that dude said that to me, sir, we all have needs. I was like.
Someone said, I worked in a fast food joint for a long time. And you get treated like dirt by default. I once got told that I should go back to school because I was too dumb. Currently in law school.
That's terrible.
Sometimes things like that push you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably right. You're like, oh, screw this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the dumbest people also think you're dumb.
That's true. When right. a dumb think right. you're dumb, and then you're in like a dumb spiral, it's crazy, dude.
It's crazy, but the dumb are sometimes so wrong.
They are so wrong.
They think you're dumb.
Right. And that was this guy yesterday.
So dumb.
Because this, like, he was an idiot. And he's calling the employees dumb. He's obviously one of the most uneducated men I've ever encountered in my life.
Right. Yep.
But that's how they strike out.
Oh, dude.
The dumb seem to swear and react that way a lot more.
Well, the dumb have the numbers.
Yeah, they do.
The dumb have the numbers. The dumb and violent have the numbers. Mm.
Yeah. If you want to see the dumb and violent, we posted a video. We can't play a second of it online.
I watched it.
Oh my God. Every other word she says is mother effer. But there's this woman who's freaking out in a couple of different stores, two grocery stores and a McDonald's. And you can see it for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. It's the Meyer McDonald's lady.
Someone needs to get that lady help.
It's the epitome of what we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, boom, it boom. Is. Lots of cuckoo.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm surprised no one boom-boomed her, actually.
See, like, I think that in those situations, like, retail stores should be able to employ an Australian man that kind of just patrols the store with a, like, a trank gun.
And he's just pulls him down.
Look at this big old bitch there. She's getting out of hand. And then they go take her and get her some meds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As the employees are the people I feel for, you know, and James, he knows anyone who's worked in retail or any service industry, you deal with these people from time to time that are just absolutely horrible human beings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real glimpse into it.
You know how crazy it is for you in one day where you're wearing the same clothes to go to three different places and have three different people catch you on video being an absolute lunatic.
Yeah.
One day, three places, three videos about you.
Doing the same thing.
You're nuts.
Going, losing your mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I, you know, I consider myself pretty polite, where I'll actually thank people or, you know, even just getting on the plane the other day, the flight attendant said, she said, hey, good morning, how you doing? I said, I'm great, thanks, how you doing? She's like, thanks, yeah, I'm good. No one really asked me that. Like, just simple things where people just treat people like dirt.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I'm always like, I don't care how you are.
That's junk. Luis is in Warren. Hi, Luis. How are you?
Leave me be.
Hi, Luis.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's your comment?
So I was working at a pizza place. It was one of my first days, and I'm catching the oven. And a lady walks in. She's looking for a lunch special. She puts her baby on the counter, which is probably like a foot long because there's bulletproof glass in front of it. And she starts looking at the menu with her baby just on the counter. And my manager goes, ma'am, can you you know, get your baby off the counter. And she happens just to be African-American, so she starts freaking out, saying, you calling my baby dirty? She starts cussing, pulls her phone out, starts videotaping all of us. And then for the rest of the day, her family calls in, just threatening us, calling us, you know, racist and whatnot. And I just, it's one of those moments I always remember, you know, how you never know how someone can react, and you got to be careful how you say stuff.
Yeah, I'm just letting babies fall. I mean, that's my, like, if you put a baby in an, you know, a dangerous spot, just one less
baby.
I'm
running any establishment, the only baby I'm letting sit on a counter is Baby Yoda.
Yeah, be no babies allowed.
Rock and roll.
Yeah,
that's true.
So you guys just say rock and roll.
That's the other thing.
Or let it roll.
Let it roll.
These days, people overreact to everything, or you accuse you of stuff that you are not guilty of.
Yeah.
I also think too that even like in some scenarios where nothing is happening, people are like, I don't know if they think they can make a quick buck off a great video, or you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Sometimes
I
just wonder what's going on sometimes.
The guy who taped that woman, the Michigan woman freaking out in the grocery store, we're trying to get him on the phone right now because I just want to hear how the whole situation played out. This woman that's on tape, the video's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. She's the same woman who freaked out on a garbage truck years ago, clucking like a chicken. We actually talked about it years ago. We played that video. So she's obviously, she's been cuckoo for a while.
No meds, huh?
It just goes to show you, like, it's years and years of it. You know? Like, it's years and years of it. It doesn't ever get better.
Right.
It's just someone's mind is gone and there's nothing much you can do.
It's a really hard thing to deal with.
Yeah, it is.
Like, what do you do? You know what I mean?
Nothing.
Everything's set up to not help.
No.
No.
No, there's no place for her.
Right. That's
there's
the
no
problem.
Place for her. Yeah. We got rid of
such
the places for her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, let's get anonymously. Do we need voice changing technology? No. Okay, just anonymous here. Hey, anonymous, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. So this video, people haven't seen it. We put it up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. It's actually a couple of different places in the video we posted. But where did you encounter this lady?
At the Warren Meyer at like 1:30 in the morning.
Are you the guy that's doing the self checkout?
No, that was the other Meyer before she got to mine.
Oh, okay. So you're the one where she's standing in an aisle.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And what happened that led to that? She's screaming at one guy, accusing him of putting his hands on her or pushing her or something. But what?
Well, way before that, it went on for almost, I felt like eternity because there's nobody in the Meyer. But it was like 20 minutes of her yelling at the one man about how he needs to repent for being Muslim. And she was basically chasing him around the entire dairy section. And he was just trying to get away from her and following him down the aisle. It's just louder and louder until finally someone came, and the man just touched her from moving forward, and that's when she freaked out.
Yeah.
So she, her goal is getting people to repent or
to switch to Christianity.
Exactly.
So if she thinks you're not Christian, she'll then believe you're going to burn in hell.
Like she says in the one video with the checkout, the lady goes, "Hi, what's going on?" She's like, "I'm pissed because he won't repent."
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Yeah. So and she's got some issues.
And she'll call you a mother effer.
A million mother effers.
You know, like that's
well, that
what
was
she's.
The thing. It was, she had a black belt in cursing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, she does. Good at. You see this video? It's insane.
Yeah, she's like a maestro with
really
it.
She can fit so many curse words into one sentence. It's unbelievable.
Like Bob Ross.
That's why we can't play a second of it.
And I'll be honest, right. She's almost exactly the representation Jesus would want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Did she ever single you out? Did she ever notice you taping her?
No, and I just stayed back, like, far away from her, and it just kept getting worse and worse, and then a bunch of people started to swarm, and then it kind of it got real weird because they were just laughing and filming her, and it, kind of, that's why I stopped. Yeah. Got out of there.
All right, man. Listen, we appreciate you taking the time to speak to us. You have a good day.
You too.
See ya.
See ya.
Yeah, I've seen some of those videos where they're taping the cuckoos, and then the cuckoo turns on them.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You're not breaking my new iPhone. Get out of here. I bet if Jesus saw her acting like that, he'd be like, no.
He's like, I'm just going to turn the lights out.
Jesus
Christ. Hey, Dad, here comes one.
Jesus Christ. Look at this one.
Karen's calling us from Massachusetts. So you're the manager of a retail store. You must deal with this kind of thing on the regular.
I do, actually. We have an enormous amount of people that will come into my store and actually start fights with people that have to stand in line and are in front of them, have cut them in line, have done anything like this, and they will yell at each other in line. And I've had to tell people before, if you're going to cause a disturbance, I'm going to call the police. What you are doing right now is making a public disturbance that is against the law. Woburn police will come and get you. Do you understand that? I'm giving you an opportunity to make your purchases and get out of my store.
So he's like a drill sergeant of retail.
So you have a set thing.
Yeah.
You are ready to say to all these nut jobs.
You've said it before.
I've thrown at least 6 people out of my store since I've been in management.
How many times have you actually called the cops on them?
4.
4 times. What do the cops do when they get there?
They walk right up to me and they're like, hi, Karen, how are you doing? And who is it today? They know me. They say, who is it today? And I'm like, that person right there. And they're like, what did she do? And I'm like, well, here's what she did. She walked right up to my employee. She started a problem with her because she wouldn't do a return. The woman is Spanish who is at my register. She doesn't speak a lot of great English, but she does speak English, and I'm not having people come into my line and be racist.
Right.
Absolutely not. It's not okay. I don't care who you are. It's not okay.
Yeah. All right, Karen. Thank you. That's like
that Spanish that's racism.
Like the Karen against Karens.
Yes.
When all the Karens complain, then they speak to that. Karen. Like, give me the head, Karen.
She goes, oh, God, another crazy. Listen, you are causing a public disturbance, which code 12.765 of the Warren, Michigan Code of Law statutes says that you need to just chill out.
Yeah, I am giving you ample opportunity to stop right now before I call the authorities. What you're doing right now is a public disturbance, and it is breaking the law. I will call the Warren police.
Someone said that they worked as a high-low operator in a steel yard, and a construction worker came in for a pickup. He threw a shovel at me and said, throw this out like the piece of trash you are. Said I'd never met this man before. Well, my ex-Marine co-worker strolled over.
I'm going to take care of this one.
Calmly picked up the shovel and proceeded to beat his ass with it, then called my boss on the phone to explain. Best day at work ever.
Hey, boss, I had to beat someone's ass cold with a shovel today.
You did?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you came in and threw a shovel at Rick.
Okay.
Does he know Rick?
No, he called him a piece of trash, so I got to be honest with you.
Yeah?
He's barely hanging on to life right now.
You beat him within an inch of his life?
I did. He's right on the edge.
All right. Well, you do bang up work, so appreciate you.
Thanks. Thanks, boss.
I'm going to handle this right away. Oh, man. Kyle's with us on the Dave and Chuck lines on a regular line here. Hey, Kyle, good morning.
Combat trained.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, man.
Spent the last 10 years with you guys.
Totally appreciate it.
For, like, maybe 6 or 7 years when I was a younger man, I worked at Taco Bell. And, I mean, there's just an obscene amount of human beings that don't treat you with, like, human dignity.
Yeah.
One day, we had no mild sauce in the store whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
And Jesus. I think I'm, like, one of the more bubbly human beings. Like, I'm happy. I want to make people happy in the drive-thru, so I give a huge spiel, like, buenos noches, welcome to Taco Bell, that jazz.
Yeah.
And, he gets so frustrated to the point that he's, like, trying to swing on me over some mild sauce.
It's
Kyle, I wrote you a letter of apology. It was a moment of weakness. I needed the mild sauce, Kyle. Okay. Yeah. Just let it go.
That's those drive-through sauces are a high-stakes game.
I
make sure you get it right.
See, I think there was a time for me where I would not go any hotter of a sauce than mild.
I like hot.
However, I also found that without a sauce, it was just not as good.
You need the sauce.
Steps it up. And I'm telling you, as a only mild sauce guy, not that I would want to start a fight with anybody, but I would be just devastated if a Taco Bell had no mild sauce.
I agree with you. I'd like it without the sauce. I'm sorry, James. I got to speak out here.
And you know what?
I'm on team sauce here.
And listen, I think that when I went hotter, it was because of this. I was like, well, you know what?
That was all you had?
What do you have? And they're like, well,
give me the
goddamn sauce then. Whatever you got. Yeah, you go back there and you buy me some goddamn sauce. I'm probably going to poop for 20 straight days.
Jesus,
it's going to burn my ass.
We have it hot.
What do you got? Give me a dinner. Oh, God. Sauce. This is going to be terrible.
Okay, Jesus.
Putting it on.
Oh,
wrapping it up just right.
And you know what? That's pretty good.
I think I like the hot now.
I swear, that's what I think happened.
I love hot sauce. The hot sauce there. I don't go any hotter than that. But you're right.
No, neither do I. But it's good. And if I had no mild, though, and I was just the mild man, which I was for a while.
Yeah.
Happy accident.
Yeah.
Sauce is life.
Sauce can be life.
Sauce is life. This person said they used to work in an ice cream shop. They had an older man flash a gun and threatened to shoot them because they had temporarily run out of vanilla ice cream on a hot, busy day. Oh, I will shoot your ass.
Wow. This is an extreme overreaction.
Yes. There are lots of places that have vanilla ice cream, sir.
Jesus Christ, vanilla.
I'd be so mad as the ice cream worker, though, that I'm like, why did this stupid idiot order vanilla ice cream? I'm going to die because of vanilla ice cream.
Manager sucks. That's like the number one flavor. You need that for all the other flavors. Like, what would you do that for?
So stupid. Why do we work here?
Line of fire?
We're talking about people who freak out in retail situations. Someone said, I used to work in an adult novelty shop. One day this guy came in and was clearly stealing the silicone 8-inch dildos and stuffing them in his pants.
James.
Why is everybody going to message the show about all the things I've been up to?
I know. They said I confronted him and asked him to remove said dildos from his sweatpants. Then he accused me of staring at his dong. Mm. Are you staring at my dong?
Nope, the dildos.
He ran out of the store calling me a dirty whore. And while he was running, 5 8-inch hot pink dildos fell out of his pants. He was so embarrassed he started crying. And was never to be seen again.
That is the saddest man there's ever been.
Wow.
That is a sad, sad man.
Oh my God.
What are you doing today? Huh? I'm going to go to an adult novelty store and steal 37 dildos.
Shove them down my track pants.
And I swear to God, if anybody says anything about it, I'm going to accuse them of staring at my wiener. And
he had a plan until they started sliding out.
If it still doesn't go my way, I'm going to run off crying.
That has to be one of the hardest retail jobs. Adult novelty store.
Oh my God. Can I be honest with you? You're a special kind of person.
You have to be a special kind of person to work in an adult novelty store because nothing can faze you.
No.
Right?
Yeah,
no. You've got to be that.
What are you looking for?
Oh, just a ball gag. Maybe a human cage.
Oh, right over here.
Oh, well, gotta be honest with you. I'm looking for some taint clips and also probably with chains attached to
a butt plug that then shoots to my nipples. It's on sale.
Oh, wow. Have you ever tried that? Have you ever tried this thing?
All the time.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's it.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can you mind locking me in this cage real quick so I can test it out? I really want to see if I can escape. Okay. No, that's quality stuff. I'll take 5. I'm looking for men's garter belt and thigh-high combo.
You want to try that on?
I do.
There you go.
How do I look?
You look great.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
How do I look?
I'm telling you, it's a special. They're special. They're different. Right.
You have to be special.
You do.
Beautiful.
Thanks. You go in there for your ego boost.
Yeah.
You're like, dang.
Thanks.
I feel, you know what? I feel beautiful. Thank you.
Someone.
I'll take it. Texted in saying, I hit a dude with a mini bat when I was working fast food because he flicked his lit cigarette at me from the drive-thru window, all because we ran out of Dr. Pepper.
Do you have the mini bat just on standby?
That's a crazy thing. I worked in the drive-thru and you can't have a weapon.
Depends what drive-thru. Yeah,
mini bat, you can fit through that window.
Just like the brush. mini battle. Turn your lights out too. It will. Oh yeah.
Mini bat can do some damage.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Like, it was a rough day today. I had to hit a guy in the face with a mini bat.
He flicked a cigarette at him.
I'll be honest with you. You flick a cigarette, you think you've like you've made the ultimate move there.
Oh,
right
away.
When you peel out.
Someone said they used to work at Topgolf. He said, I had a woman threaten to curse my whole family because I didn't pay for her whole bill of game, play, and food because it was her 34th birthday.
Who cares?
She followed it with, if I would have known you were going to make me pay, I wouldn't have come.
What the hell?
He said, I didn't know how else to respond, but just laugh.
It's her 34th birthday?
Curse your whole family.
I will curse your whole family.
People don't get their whole bills paid for.
I'd have been just like, the greens are already cursed, ma'am. You've already been cursed. Your curse burned a man alive called the Brayon Seer. He cursed the Urquharts. They lost their entire fortune. I'm not making this up.
I know. Yeah. Like, I know you're not. Yeah. You told me that before the Brayon Seer.
Yeah.
It would take you back if someone said they were going to curse your whole family, though.
Yeah.
Right? You'd be like,
yeah.
Well, I just am like, listen, in 1725, the greens were already cursed by a swamp witch.
So you missed your mark here.
Mm-hmm.
After Target Tory started this little discussion, we're talking about how people have freaked out in retail situations. John's in Boston. Hi. How you doing, John?
Hey, how's it going? A really long time ago, I was assistant manager at a movie store, and this guy had come in and bought a box set at Little House on the Prairie, and a couple days later, he calls up, and he's like, hey, there's a flaw. I need it replaced or something. So he comes back, and he goes to and I give him a replacement, not a big deal, and a couple days later, he calls up furious. And he's like, I have to travel an hour to get to your store, and this, I need my money back. I was like, sir, I can't do that. I'm sorry. And he's like, do you know who I am? I was like, no, sir. Do you know who I am? And he's like, you're the guy I'm going to sue because I'm a lawyer, and he's flipping out. I was like, sir, I don't appreciate being threatened like that. And a day later, this woman comes in and she looks terrified, and she's like, hi. So my husband bought this movie right here, and there seems to be a problem. And she gives me this card, which was the lawyer's bar card. And I was like, ma'am, I don't need to see that. And I was like, I told her all the options. She's like, oh, I can get store credit. Okay, that works. And she's like, relieved. But this guy was flipping out on me, and I'm guessing her, too. It was ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, I bet.
Oh, man, I can't watch the Little House on the Prairie! What's the matter with that guy?
If a guy picks up Little House on the Prairie,
there is already something wrong with that.
There is something wrong with that, too.
Cuckoo in the Boom Boom. Season 3, Episode 5, Trouble on the Blue Prairie. Skip, throw away, goddamn, throw it! Take him to court! Taking him to court. That's insane.
That is nuts. You know it's cuckoo in a boom.
You go in there and you show him my bar card. You understand?
Yeah.
I need to watch season 3, episode 4, Trouble on the Prairie.
In this day and age, where can I just find random TV shows and watch them?
There's nowhere.
Everywhere.
Little House on the Prairie is never on TV. Someone said that they had a woman try and claw them over the counter for refusing to return an item that was destroyed.
Oh my God.
He said, though, I pulled a Matrix move and reverse bent away.
Yeah.
It's what saved my life.
She's like,
claw.
I am surprised that like a lot of different stores, like a Taco Bell, McDonald's, blah blah blah, don't have like some muscle that's just.
Well, we need bouncers
like,
now.
Yeah, like a giant fry guy. I would be like on every shift. There'd be just like a train killer.
Right?
No, they can't because then they'll get sued because they attack someone.
You saw the video with Jeremiah yesterday.
But see, that's what I mean. Like, Jeremiah.
If there was a big fry guy.
If there's a big fry guy, he could just dispatch Jeremiah. And I understand Jeremiah had some stuff going on.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's not
I'm
nice.
Just saying, like, but do the phone and the guy's response.
I know.
Yeah. Wasn't the.
He was like, Jesus Christ! Oh, I'm bleeding or something.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I would have a different hiring policy. All ex-Marines. Yeah.
Someone said that they worked at a popular gas station and constantly got antagonized for asking for ID for cigarettes. Young woman came in one morning, looked really young. When she couldn't find her ID, says, I told her, hey, I can't sell you cigarettes, sorry. She threw her hot coffee at me.
Oh my God.
And stormed out saying how awful I was for ruining her day.
Jesus.
That happened when you worked at the gas station, James?
Almost every single day. And especially at the gas station I worked at, you were required, store policy, company policies, you have to card every single person. Whether they look like they're 100 years old, whether they look like they're 18, you have to card them. And people would flip the F out.
Well, and it's funny, too, because I think sometimes, like, it would be a fake person. Like, they're trying to catch your store not doing it.
They do a lot of sting operations where people come in that are underage or have fake IDs and they try to buy it. So they're always trying to trick the stores so that way they can find the stores and then the state makes all this cash.
Right.
So the company's trying to prevent that. And what customers don't realize is that's why we have to do that.
Yeah. And now they do it where they find the worker too.
Yeah. Yeah.
They find the worker and charge them with a crime.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, because you'd love to sell them cigarettes. Like, dude, you would.
I don't care. I don't care if you smoke. Smoke them up, Johnny. I don't give a single F, but I got to see your ID.
Yeah.
That's the only requirement. I'll sell you whatever you want, but I don't want to lose my job over your nicotine addiction.
And they need that nicotine. So they're gonna flip out.
Dude, I've been called some of the worst things in the world just for not selling, like, a meth head, a pack of smokes, because they didn't have their ID.
Yeah.
The joys of working with the public.
Yeah. The public is terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.